Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Yesterday was as bad a Sunday or bad a sports day in the New York area as we have seen in a long, long time. So simply put, your Cinco today is the five people that made Sunday suck the most.
Ah, I like that.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Breece Hall. We love Breece, but what a fumble, bro.
Yeah, it's so weird, man, because Breece could not be stopped on the ground. Like, could not be stopped. And I think one of the biggest problems the Jet offense has is not feeding him enough. But that fumble was the ultimate buzzkill, game-changing moment.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Can't happen. All right, here we go.
Number four.
This one's a bit of a cop-out because I don't exactly know who fully put the blame at, so I'm just going to say Shane Bowen. How many big plays does this defense need to give up to teams that shouldn't be making big plays on them in moments that shouldn't be making big plays? Yeah. Now, we talked about Newman on the Shaheed play, Condre Miller running nuts. This is still Spencer Rattler. I haven't won a football game, and they moved the ball too easily.
It's funny, man, because as bad as it seemed, I actually didn't think the defense played terrible.
It didn't. You know what my big issue is, though? Kellen Moore and the Saints offense schemed a way to try to alleviate the Giants pass rush.
Yeah.
Is anybody on our coaching staff ever going to be able to out-scheme a scheme done to them and make an in-game adjustment?
I don't know. Maybe not, but they bent and didn't break a lot.
Yeah.
They gave up a bunch of field goals.
Again, that's why it's number four. No other problems. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Aaron Glenn. Dude, you're a defensive mind. The team can't play any defense. And basically, after the game, you're talking about, hey, it's going to take more time, guys. You're 0-5 and haven't turned the team over once.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable, actually.
It's
no fumbles, no fumble recoveries, no interceptions. It doesn't make any sense. Almost by accident, you're going to get a turnover.
That's what I'm saying. Like, accidentally, you force a turnover. And what's mind-numbing about this, and don't take this as me apologizing to Robert Saleh. I'm not. I don't think he was a good head coach. But ever since Woody Johnson fired him, five games in the last year, the defense went from good, maybe underachieving, but good, to a freaking dumpster fire.
It's right. Unrecognizable to what it once was.
I mean, almost literally right after he got fired.
Yeah.
And then they haven't been the same since.
I know. And by the way, Robert Saleh's brother went on social media to bash the Jets. You want to hear this? This is from David Saleh. Last year, the Jets were 2-3 playing for first place in the division when Woody Johnson declared the best roster in franchise history needed a spark. Since then, the Jets' defense has gone from first to worst, donning a record of 3-14. Hashtag all gas, no break. Hashtag AGNB. Hashtag Victory Monday. Hashtag the spark. That's Robert Saleh's brother.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Robert Saleh-led San Francisco 49ers defense is top 15. Top 10 in the league?
Here's the thing.
And they're 4-1.
Here's the thing. Robert Saleh is proving to be the brains behind the Jet defense. It doesn't take away the fact that he was a terrible head coach.
Oh, no, of course not.
But
they should have just demoted him to defensive coordinator.
I know, and it doesn't work that way, but yeah, in a simplistic world, sure, why not?
You know what, Rob? You're not going to be the head coach anymore. We're not getting rid of you because we need you. Yeah. Be the DC. We're going to just pull some dude off the street to be the head coach.
That would work. One day, there's going to be a guy who swallows his pride.
By the way, that would have been better than what they did.
Of course.
I mean, I'm saying facetiously, that's what they should. It would have been better than what they did.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Because everything fell apart.
Speaking of falling apart, here we go.
Number two.
Number two on the five people that made Sunday suck the most is clearly Darius Slayton. Get out of my face, bro. Mm. It's been 7 years of you dropping passes, making fumbles, and chirping online anytime somebody gives Malik Nabers credit. I'm so done with Darius Slayton after yesterday.
Horrific right. Sunday for Darius
yeah.
Slayton.
Yeah, it was the worst day of a lot, maybe of his career.
Yeah, well, you forget he had some bad ones, too. Mm-hmm. All right, and here we go, last but not least.
Number one.
This fake ace, Max Fried. I mean, the team needs you. You are not a pimple on Gerrit Cole's ass. What he gave yesterday, I still can't believe that was the effort Max Fried gave.
He looked lost.
Lost, and Toronto's beat him around all year.
Gerrit Cole has never had bad postseason starts.
He's still not, I'm sorry. Well, did Max Fried grow a blister yesterday? What happened?
Well, what happened in the 2021 wildcard game when Cole got chased after
he
two?
Did. Cole's had his bad moments.
Well, then why did you invoke his name? Like, aces have bad days.
Who's better, Gerrit Cole or Max Fried?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Well, Gerrit Cole, but here's
okay, thank you. That's it.
Max Fried was terrible yesterday. I'm not defending him. But, you know, you're still allowed to compete in a baseball game and, dare I say, win a baseball game when your starting pitcher gets knocked out early.
You know how you do that? When you bring in a reliever with guys on instead of Will Warren to throw batting practice. That helps, too.
Yeah. That, also not getting no hit into the sixth inning.
Sure.
That, like, there are things that can be done. So to put it all on Max Fried,
It's not all on Max Fried. Some of it, as crazy as it sounds, has to be on Aaron Boone. Because didn't it feel like he just conceded?
He did. It definitely did. And it felt like he did on Saturday, to be frank, 6-1 too.
I think that he mismanaged that inning instead of going to one reliever to clean it up and then go to Will Warren to eat up innings.
Absolutely.
Which would have made a lot more sense. He put a guy in position that he's not used to.
All right, so you want 1B? Aaron Boone.
Well, I mean, you did a Cinco and you only included one Yankee. Meanwhile, they're down 0-2 in the ALDS.
It didn't say who made the weekend suck. It was who made Sunday suck.
And it was only Max Fried, nobody else?
Max Fried gave them basically no shot from the jump.
I agree.
He deflated the entire lineup.
I agree he's number one, but you didn't include any other Yankee. No one else.
What other Yankee would have qualified?
Will Warren, Aaron Boone, those are two candidates.
No, Will Warren was he was sacrificial.
Gave up a grand slam to Vlad.
Sacrificial lamb.
Dude, he doesn't have to give up a grand slam to Vlad.
I only have five games to work with, okay?
Well, apparently they're cheating, so it doesn't matter.
The Jets fell to 0-5 and the Giants lost to the Saints. I had to make room for football guys here.
Listen, the Blue Jays aren't cheating, Teak.
I don't think
they're cheating. Here's what I think is going on in baseball. I'm going to try to put this in non-cheating words.
Mm-hmm.
We are all looking to get an edge. We are all looking to get and know as much information as we can. So I'm going to give you an example. In the Philly-Dodger game that I was glued to the other night because I hate the Phillies, it definitely appeared that Matt Strom, their lefty reliever, was keeping his glove wide open. And the base runner on second, and I'm trying to remember who it was, may have been Mookie Betts, I forget, was signaling, like, with his hand, which I think led to Teoscar Hernandez having an idea of the pitch that was coming. And maybe it's because, not because they were doing anything nefarious, Matt Strom left his glove open. They saw.
Hmm.
They signaled it. Teoscar hit a bomb to right center field for a game-winning home run. I think that teams are so locked in on everything. And it doesn't mean you're cheating. Mm-hmm. It just means teams are so locked in on everything that they may be finding edges off of you.
Right.
So is it possible
Is it possible that the Blue Jays, for whatever reason, not because they're hacking something illegally, but they're getting signs on Max Fried or signs on Luke Weaver or signaling various things, something the Yankees are really good at. The Yankees are really good at picking up signs, and that's why you'll see Aaron Judge on second base
right, wiggling
his arms. That's not cheating. That's baseball in 2025. It's smart, and you're looking for any edge you can get.
Right.
And so is it possible, especially when you see the Blue Jays hitting the way they did and their success they've had against the Yankees, is it possible that they've got something on the Yankees? Absolutely. But that's not cheating.
No. That's just baseball, Susan?
Yes. Yes. So I don't think we need to jump to that conclusion, but we have to at least admit, boy, the Blue Jays' ownership over the Yankees at Rogers Center makes you wonder, what do they have on them? And I think our brains always jump to, well, that means they're doing something nefarious. Not really. They just may be picking up on stuff that we don't even realize.
But why can't they pick up on it when they're elsewhere?
I don't know.
Why can't they pick up on it while in their Yankee Stadium?
Take, if I knew that answer, they wouldn't be picking up on it because the Yankees would fix it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, but it just feels like if that doesn't translate, if their chase rate is 30% in game three, then you have to start asking serious questions and start scratching your head why it's not the case when they're at home.
I don't think you ask serious
because it's not like, I mean, the problem is technology has taken over everything, and now everything is PitchCom, and in theory, you shouldn't be able to steal signs.
Right, you're more stealing locations.
Yes.
And in the case of what happened in the Philly-Dodger game, you may be stealing the hand of Strom and how he's positioning it on the baseball, his pitch grips. Now, Matt Strom has come out and said, not true. I position it the same way no matter what pitch I'm throwing. So he's trying to downplay it like, no, they didn't steal anything.
Right, I'm not tipping anything.
But he also doesn't want to be embarrassed that he's tipping things.
Right, he doesn't want to make it a thing that he's tipping, because that's when he really turns to crap at that point.
But I think that teams are on very high alert, and they're trying to pick up on any edge they can pick up on. And the Yankees have succeeded at it at times, and maybe the Blue Jays are succeeding at it right now. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Justin in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Justin?
What's going on? Switching back to the Giants here. I've just got a question for Kiki. What is Jalen Hyatt doing on this team? You saw Dart screaming at him yesterday when Dart made a run and Hyatt was just staring at the play like,
these guys
don't want to play football.
Right. Get in the way of the defender and protect your quarterback. That's what he was screaming at him for, because he's just standing there when Jackson Dart got sandwiched, basically.
Yeah, this guy can't catch. He had 8 catches last year, zero catches this year. Like, it doesn't look like he knows how to play football. It looks like he just knew how to run really fast,
right, and
somebody threw him the ball, and he caught it.
Well,
now he has to go against.
He's an example, and appreciate your call, Justin, of where college football is failing development of players in the league. Now, some of these colleges, they're great because they teach well, they have good coaching staffs, they put these kids in position to learn and be good when they take the next step. But at Tennessee, a lot of Jalen Hyatt's big games, especially for instance, the Alabama game, if you guys remember that one where he had 300 something yards receiving, he was wide open. It was all schemed. He was schemed open because Alabama played a ton of man. And so they ran all of these crosses and picks, and he's just wide open. And that doesn't prepare you for the NFL. Because in the NFL, you might get wide open 2% of the time. Maybe. Probably less than that, to be honest with you. Every catch is going to be a contested catch in some capacity.
You better be able to make them.
And these guys don't know how to make them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.